Israel and Hamas free more hostages and prisoners. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports from Tel Aviv on the effort to extend the ceasefire again.
Right now, we know that today the director of the CIA, Bill Burns, was in Doha, part of these negotiations. Secretary of State Blinken is going to be here in Tel Aviv, in the West Bank, and in the UAE to continue negotiating. So those efforts are still being made, but for now, no changes have been made beyond 10 hostages for every day of a ceasefire and three Palestinian prisoners. Up until now, it's been women and children for every Israeli hostage released.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says there have been no attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since the pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas began on Friday.
Our forces are there for one reason, and that's to stay focused on the defeat ISIS mission. And so we will continue to focus on that mission, as well as ensuring that our forces are protected should there be any additional attacks.
It was a packed house to remember the life of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter, at 99 years old, left hospice care to attend the service. Daughter Amy Carter spoke during the service at the Glenn Memorial Church in Atlanta.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad. Their partnership and love story was a defining feature of her life.
Rosalynn Carter's private funeral is tomorrow. Lawmakers could vote this week on whether to remove Representative George Santos from Congress after the Ethics Committee this month said the New York Republican is guilty of corruption and fraud. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The clock began ticking middle of the afternoon today. One of the House members went to the floor, in fact, two of them did, to invoke a parliamentary technique which provides for a 48-hour window for the House to move on this expulsion vote. It's rarely used, but it was used today, requiring there either be a vote on expulsion, likely sometime Thursday.
A South Carolina woman is dead after falling through the floor of her home and then into a well. CBS's Matt Piper has the bizarre story.
83-year-old Dorothy Downey died when she fell through rotting floorboards in a century-old South Carolina house and down a well shaft that no one knew was there. The fall below was 48 feet deep. Scott Crane is Oconee County Emergency Services Director.
I've never had one under a home that someone actually fell into accidentally that they didn't even know was there.
Downey was helping her daughter pack up and move from the house. Her death's been ruled accidental.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill that would automatically update parents on what their child has checked out from the library got a public hearing today. Under the Republican-authored bill, all books checked out in either a public library or school library would be sent to parents. Emily Dittmar is with the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association and a school librarian in Muskego.
With school libraries so understaffed, dedicating so much time to administrative tasks takes the certified librarians away from student interactions.
Dittmar adds that students' checkout history is already available to parents by request. People in Wisconsin feeling generous this time of year are urged to be careful when donating to charity. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Packers getting ready for the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice, got some players back from the injury list. Defensive back Eric Stokes worked out. Running back Aaron Jones did some drills, but he's dealing with that MCL sprain. They're short at running back, so is he close? I asked Matt LaFleur.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're way a long way from that.
The Packers host the Chiefs on Sunday night. College basketball, the Badgers with a 71-49 win over Western Illinois. Wisconsin will host Marquette this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to face the Heat. Giannis on how much Damian Lillard helps him and the team play better.
So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there. So he's picking up on things. So now we're trying to figure out ways to kind of complement one another's game. He can still be Dame and I can still be Giannis. It makes the game easier for our teammates.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 17 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr. Wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin, tune in for my brand new show, Nightlight, starting Monday, December 4th. Join me, Pete Schwabe, for conversations on the best in entertainment and culture every weeknight from 8 to 10. Nightlight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Green Bay Pack Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brown.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Congressman George Santos speaking from the House floor just days before his colleagues could vote to expel him.
Are we to now assume that one is no longer innocent until proven guilty, and they are in fact guilty until proven innocent?
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Be more American hostages released.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons, who recently met with the families of hostages in Israel. The body of Rosalynn Carter has been returned to Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried tomorrow. Mark Cuban's working to sell a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks to the Adelson family, which runs the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company. This is ABC News. A Russian court has extended the detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich till the end of January. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been jailed on espionage charges since March. The U.S. has declared him wrongfully detained. The new Sphere is a big attraction in Las Vegas, with a resident band pulling more than its weight.
It's a beautiful day.
It's been a beautiful residency so far for U2 in Las Vegas. The band's Achtung Baby Live at the Sphere has earned just shy of $110 million in 17 shows, according to Billboard. How big are those numbers? Consider this. Elton John earned $131 million, and his residency spanned 7 years, from 2011 to 2018. U2 shows start up again on Friday. Billboard says the next group of shows, which run through February, could push the residency past $330 million in just 5 months. Jason Adamson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Taking a selfie now considered a public health problem, according to a new study out of Australia. Researchers cite hundreds of selfie-related injuries and deaths. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Looking for a new pair of glasses? Ula Eyewear has been connecting people with fun, uniquely you frames for close to 25 years. Ula is one of the only local independent and family-owned eyewear stores offering glasses, readers, sunglasses for all ages and price points. And get up to $100 off during Ula's annual Donate and Save event. Donate a gently loved pair of glasses or a bag of non-perishable food items through December 31st and save. Ula Eyewear in the Hilldale Shopping Center, Madison.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas, Tapas, and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas, Tapas, and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas, Tapas, and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the Promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the Promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the Promoter at 414-944-1704.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday night. Casa Fiesta, open 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Relatable, right? How many times do you expect to call a clinician or somebody and they may show up, but they don't look like you. They don't understand, you know, your backgrounds, your values, your family. So we are really intentional in hiring folks that are a part of the BIPOC community. And so we can also bring not only our professional and educational values and to the table, but our cultural values as well. And we really want to make sure that there is no language barrier, right? We want to be able to provide services in the language that's folks' first language and a language that's comfortable for them. And understanding that, and I think Jocelyn touched on that a bit, there's not always a word for mental health. There's not always the same definition in different cultures. So we want to make sure that we don't create that barrier in providing services to families.
Wow, that's really a good point. Jocelyn, I'm wondering if you can amplify that, because there's not a word for that in everybody's culture. That's really, that's a powerful statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, you know, some cultures respond well to storytelling, right? And are more of like, you know, tell a story, or, you know, the oral traditions. And I've seen it in a number of different community engagements that I've been a part of over the course of this campaign. And it's everything Kayla said. And sometimes it's just, there aren't words for it. It's just, we have to be very, and we've been very aware of, like, everyone's going to walk a mental health journey differently. Everyone's going to receive and want to find solutions for their health in different ways. No one's path is going to be the same. And I think that's the beauty, especially of, you know, the family response program that allows so much of the family to drive what is going to work for them and what is going to be a due north, a positive for the way they can find forward. And that's exactly what this campaign's trying to do. We're trying to do it in a very judgment-free way, in a way that's saying, hey, whatever works for you, do that thing, and let's move forward in more healthy ways.
Well, I want to bring up the website a couple more times before we end this, and I want to say www.cmentalhealth.org. That's S-E-E, mentalhealth.org, to reach out. You know, before we wind this up here, and I want to ask both of you, what is important for the community to know about this campaign? And Kayla, I'm going to start with you.
Absolutely. I think it's important to know that there is somebody that you can call. Right now, we are operating 365 days a year from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And there doesn't need to be, like I said, any kind of acuity met. You can call because you're just unsure of who to call, and we can help. So don't wait till you feel like you're at your breaking point, or you're at a place where you need to call law enforcement, or you need to go into a hospital. You can call Family Response 365 days a year. The number for Family Response is 612-979-9511. Again, there is no criteria that needs to be met in order to make that call. We will respond in person within an hour of a call for anyone for any reason. Like I said, the only qualifiers are being a Hennepin County resident with a youth aged 5 to 18.
Mm. Wow. Haley, we'll get that number up, but I want to say it again. It's 612-979-9411.
9511.
9511. Thank you. I wrote that down, but I got COVID mind here, I think.
Jeez. Thanks,
sorry
Robert.
About that. Sorry about that. Jocelyn, we got a couple minutes here. What else do you think is important for people to know about this campaign?
Yeah, we anticipate that whether you're checking out the website, exploring resources like Family Response, there's a whole resource page on the website, as well as real people, real stories of Hennepin County, youth, seniors, military veterans that are also all like highlighted on the page as well. And they're all sharing stories. So like 30 to 45 second bites of like how they've been getting through. We did this in a very community-centered way. And I think starting with you is such an important piece of this. And I think it's just important to either see the site and pass it along to a friend, or maybe see the site and find something that maybe works for you. But we hope that the conversations continue even after the campaign's done next month, and are very grateful just for the opportunity to like have this level of engagement with community to share it.
Well, we got to do this again before you're up, and it's important. And I just got to say, earlier you said one of you two spoke about how important it is to hear and see stories from people that look like you. So check out those videos, and that's important, and so important. I want to just say, we got less than a minute left. Is there anything else we can talk about here? I just want to do the number real quick, 612-979-9511. Jocelyn, do you have any last words?
Just thank you so much for the time. I hope you feel better and you have all year, a whole year.
Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
CBS News Brief. Nearly all of the captives released by Israel and Hamas have been women and children. Mediators are in Qatar trying to extend the ceasefire. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
So far, the initial deal that was for a four-day, I'm not going to call it a truce, but a temporary truce, in exchange for 50 hostages. The whole time, it included women and children.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's memorial service was held today with her husband in attendance. Her son, James, said the Rosalynn's dementia, she talked about how she liked living in Hawaii.
She got up from the sofa, pushed her walker away, which she couldn't take a step without, and proceeded to do the hula for 2 or 3 minutes.
Lawmakers could vote this week on whether to remove embattled Representative George Santos from Congress. Santos insists.
I ask that all my colleagues in the House consider and understand what this means for the future. And to set the record straight and put this in the record, I will not be resigning.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally Grown Radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 17 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again!
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
It's got... Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Feeling okay. You kind of had like a little bit of a cough, right?
Yeah.
But Dr. Stately said, you know, you should test. So on Saturday, we tested, and voila, you had COVID.
Hey, and, everybody. Go ahead.
We called your primary care doctor right away, and we asked about the Paxlovid, which is an antiretroviral medication that helps stop the replication of the virus in your body. So it helps slow down the process so you don't feel as sick, and you don't feel as sick for as long a period of time. So you're taking that also. And I think because you were fully vaccinated, you're resting, you're taking the Paxlovid, you're here on the radio tonight.
I'm a little rusty, though, aren't I, Haley?
not different than any usual day.
Easy.
Just kidding.
Easy. Hey, anybody want to give us a call at 952-946-6205? That's 952-946-6205. I know Wendy is in the other room cooking us dinner, and... Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to know how great of a patient I am.
Well, you know, I feel like you were a good patient. You really were this time. And you were pretty sick. You know, you were pretty sick. I waited on you hand and foot. And
yes.
This morning when I saw you walking around, you said, I feel really good and I feel so much better. But I was going to tell you I didn't because I really like that you wait on me hand and foot.
That's a typical Robert answer, I feel like.
Yes, exactly, right? So everybody out there, if your husband is faking it, we all call it a man cold, right? The man cold.
Exactly.
So when a man gets a cold, that's it. He's laying in bed. He's suffering. When a woman gets a cold, she's still taking care of the kids. She's still walking the dog. She's still doing the cooking and the cleaning and doing everything. So.
Exactly.
Wow. Hey, tell everybody what's for dinner tonight, too, before we let you go.
Oh, okay. So I'm making angel hair pasta with aliuola. And for those who don't know what aliuola is, it's an Italian for really just like a garlic and olive oil type of sauce on it. So it has lots of garlic, olive oil. I put vegetable broth in it, salt and pepper, some Italian seasoning, and I let that simmer on the stove for like an hour so that the garlic really gets infused into the olive oil. And it really gives the pasta a really good flavor. And then I have Brussels sprouts, peppers, onions, and garlic roasting in the oven. And I'm also making some Beyond Italian hot sausage. And those are a plant-based hot sauce, Italian sausage that we have. And we'll have some bread. And that's what we're having for dinner.
Wow.
I got to come over.
Yeah, you're a 10-minute
I'll fix you a plate. If Robert still wasn't in isolation, I'd invite you over, Haley.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I just forgot that you even had COVID.
I know. Aren't I doing good,
I know,
Haley?
Right? She's doing really good. I've been testing every day also. Because,
that's
you
good.
Know, I'm in the house with him. But I'm negative so far. So I have my updated booster, my COVID booster. And I think really that's why I haven't gotten COVID. So I'm really happy about that.
Hey, Wendy, before we let you go, kind of talk about my schedule, because I was kind of surprised on, I thought it was 10 days, 5 days. What is the normal schedule now when you get COVID?
Right. Okay. So you tested positive on Saturday, November 25th. So that gets counted as day zero.
Jeez.
Days one through five, you have to isolate. That means not going out. Going out of the house, going to stores, you have to stay in the house. You can go outside for a walk, just don't go near anybody. So you're isolating for 5 days. Then day six through day 10, if you can go out, but you have to wear a mask. So those days you wear a mask. So from November 30th till December 5th, you can go out and do whatever you want, but you have to stay masked just in case. And Wednesday, December 6th, which is my birthday, no mask, no isolation, so we can go out and party.
And get a little smooch in there, too, for your birthday.
Ew. <Thank you>.
Easy. Well, thanks, Wendy, and get back to it. Don't burn the noodles, and I'll be done with this job in no time.
Sounds good. See you in a bit. Bye, Haley.
Bye, Wendy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, when you were recovering from your COVID, or I guess you're still recovering, you know, there was, did you get to watch any new movies or anything? I mean, what were you doing?
I did watch one movie I'm not going to talk about because it was so stupid and so silly, and I'm going to pretend COVID that I didn't watch it, but it was from those writers from Saturday Night Live, and it was just totally juvenile humor, so we won't bring that up. But what I did see was, and I think you saw it too, was Fried Bread Face and Me.
Yes, Fried Bread Face and Me. That was on Netflix. I think that was released on the 24th, I think. But yeah, that was such a cute movie. I had people reach out to me and they're like, oh, did you see this movie? Yeah. I'm like, I did. This is one I actually did watch right away.
One in a row.
Yeah. So, Fry Bread Face and Me, if you don't know what we're talking about, this new movie on Netflix, two adolescent Navajo cousins from different worlds bond during a summer herding sheep on their grandmother's ranch in Arizona while learning more about their family's past and themselves. Really, really cute movie. I'm trying to see who was the director on this. I just had it. Billy Luther was the director and the writer of that one.
It had a lot of heart, too. And I know it's cool to see Native actors doing their thing. And the uncle, or one of the uncles, was played by the same guy who was a bad guy in Dark Winds. So it was really cool to see him be... he's kind of abusive 70s kind of Indian, he was a super mean guy in a couple mainstream shows, and also in Dark Winds he was a bad guy. Hey, Haley, too, before we get going too far here, I want to make sure I bring this up, but we were talking a little bit off air about the No Fun League, where they had this beautiful mask made for the wild out of Native designs, and the NHL didn't like it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So I don't know. This is such a weird story. So the No Fun League, so let's see, the NHL refused to let Minnesota Wild player Marc-Andre Fleury wear his custom mask for Native American Heritage Night last Friday to honor his wife. And I guess the NHL threatened to fine the Wild organization. So I don't know. I mean, did you see the mask? It was very Ojibwe florally, and it was beautiful. And I heard that he still ended up wearing it during the warm-ups.
Well, what's interesting, too, I see a poster or somebody holding up a sign saying, NHL, you can't wear a flower mask, but you can wear a bloodied Blackhawk on your jersey year-round. I don't get it.
Seriously. Yeah, well, and they're like, the whole reason for not being or not allowing stuff like that is for theme nights, I guess, is what they call it. And... I mean, is that really a theme? I mean, his wife is Native American. You know, she's, I believe she was from Canada. Is that, that's a family design, right? That's what they're allowed to wear every night on a game, right? On their helmets is a family design.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very confusing with the rules and in the no fun league at the NHL. Well, because, yeah, you know, the Blackhawks, you can wear a chief on your jersey every day that you're out on the ice. But how is that not supporting? How is that not Native American heritage?
Well, you know? I remember, and of course, NHL has probably changed over the last 50 years. But I remember when I was a kid, there was a goalie called Ken Dryden who had a goalie mask. Nothing what they are now, more of a, that was more of a mask like slashers have now in movies, but he had what it looked like stitches all over his face. And it's like, Give me a break. I mean, really? Or is it that long ago that, I mean, well, I even remember when they didn't wear masks, but that's a whole nother story. But
yeah. Other stories, this just came to my mind too, but I remember we talked about this, Adam Johnson, the hockey player from Hibbing who passed away in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I guess apparently the guy that did that, that put his leg up and with his skate got arrested or is being arrested, and they're going to try to charge him for manslaughter, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then just a quick thing back to the NHL with the Native American Heritage Night and not allowing the mask. It's just another thing that we deal with, these subtle little things that people want to push us back into our place and, you know, things like that. So it's just, it's par for the course for us, but it's also very disconcerting. And also, it just, the beat goes on and on and on.
Exactly. Well, and I saw something too on my social medias as I'm looking through one of your favorite people, Daga, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. I don't know if you saw her social media post of her posing with her ugly, dry, seasonless turkey on Thanksgiving, captioning it. What'd she say? Sorry, PETA, as in People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. She said, "We are eating good today. Who wants to join us?" And the literally, like, the turkey just absolutely died for nothing. And someone said, "Why do people dunking on vegans always post the worst looking meat you've ever seen?" Nobody wants to join you, Marjorie. Your turkey looked like the overcooked one in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, all hollowed out and everything.
That's hope. Yeah. Her buddy gets removed too from Long Island there, George Santos or Santos or whatever he's calling himself now.
Yeah, big mess.
Yeah, well, vote blue. You know who. You know we have to get these dum-dums out of here, and then we can start pressuring our politicians about doing a lot of good stuff. Then once we get them in there. But we can't do anything if we got the party of conspiracies and
exactly
the chaos party or the chaos caucus or whatever the heck they're calling themselves.
You know,
get them out of there. They're all for nothing and nothing for all. We'll be right back. More chatter. Give us a call, too, here, 952. Or not. Well, I'll give you the number later once I remember because I got COVID brain. We'll be right back. Oh,
be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Jane Fong.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
What an awesome show to come back here. And my memory's getting better here.
That's good.
My health care kicked in, and we talk a little bit about that normally. And we had some great guests on today talking about health, not only health care, but just mental health.
Yes. And yeah, specifically for services like that, too. If you ever find yourself in need or seeking a mental health service, you know, make sure you have the right type of health insurance that's going to, you know, fully satisfy your needs, and finding a right plan for you. So we have really great resources here in Minnesota, such as MinSure. So if you need that resource, you can head over to MinSure.org to find an affordable plan that fits your needs.
Well, you know, Haley, I have COVID. So Wendy kind of gave the whole kind of track, 5 days in the house, five with masks. And I'm going to miss the opening of Jaleesa's play.
Oh my goodness. That's right.
The 29th. And I wonder if we have any information about her play we can just talk a little bit about. And by the meantime, too, if you're looking that up for me, we're going to be at, Haley and I are going to be at Mystic Lake. And we still haven't gotten confirmation yet if we're going to be doing a live show out of there. They still have to okay it, but it's just going through the motions. I think it'll be okay, and we're going to do a live show, and we're also going to be running our brand of a Native Roots Trading Post, and so it's going to be exciting, and Haley and I are going to hang out, and Wendy's going to stop in and, you know, maybe straighten me out a little bit and straighten out merchandise and then head out, but that it'll be fun, and Haley and I will be hanging out for 3 days. That's the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and a lot of vendors out there, and come see us, and we might give you a deal if you say the secret password, and we're not going to give that to you for a while, though. You have to keep...
We gotta come up with a secret password first. But yeah, so New Native Theater, they are having their new production opening up, A Christmas in Oshapi, begins Wednesday, November 29th, and you can get your tickets at achristmasinoshapi.brownpapertickets.com or www.newnativetheater.org, and all tickets are pay what you can.
Yeah, wow, exciting, and I'm going to miss the opening night, which I'm not excited about, And I'm going to have to make up for it and go a bunch more times. And I know we went and saw her at her last play, which was a very emotional play. And this one's a comedy. So we'll get to see Jaleesa McKee, my Hinu, which means my first daughter. We'll get to see her acting chops because she's playing a totally different character. And there's Tom from... Pretendians is going to be there, and yeah, Roya is in it.
Band.
Roya is in it too, playing a police officer.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be totally fun, and so we'll all have to go there. And I guess the first few times to see it, I'll have to wear a mask.
Yeah, you got to keep everyone safe, Dega. Remember your duty.
Yeah, definitely.
This is. Something I saw too, and this is coming from the Commons Earth. This was very surprising. Well, maybe not I guess, as surprising as you would take it, but 70% of voters want big oil to pay for climate disasters. And this is 76% of Democrats and 57% of Republicans think we should make polluters pay.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Sounds like common sense. It won't happen.
Right. Well, who else is responsible, you know, because, you know, as a society, we've used these resources, or I guess, you know, past generations. But then these companies knew what they were doing all along, with the research showing, you know, how it's going to affect the environment and our natural resources. So, yeah, it's an issue. And I think we can't ignore it anymore.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if you know this, Haley, but we got a letter, and I saw it on Facebook first, but we got a letter. We live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we got a letter saying that our water may have lead in it.
I saw that.
And it's like, well, what does that mean? We got to boil our water now? And how ridiculous is that? What year is this?
Exactly. Well, you don't even live like East Metro. So I'm East Metro, right? Very close to the 3M plant here. And I don't know what year that was, but
we've just had these dumping
chemicals in our water.
Yeah. And it gets into the groundwater, which gets into the aquifer, and then it gets into the wells. And, you know, they pay their little fine, and we suffer physically for it.
Yes. Well, tomorrow's show, we have a very, very exciting guest, and we are very honored to introduce him. We're going to have Gary Farmer on with us tomorrow, Wednesday's show, for the whole hour. Gary's going to spend with us, so we're really excited and excited to pick his brain on all the projects that he's been a part of.
Yeah, a really good point, Haley, and I think you're going to pop out a canvas poster here after the show and send it out to everyone and remind them to listen in. And you can also listen to our shows on Spotify and iTunes and all those other groovy places if you can't listen to us. And definitely what I always do is I click on to AM 950, and it's right there. You just click on it, and bingo. And
yeah,
check on other shows that would come out at AM 950, like Matt McNeil. And I love the 10 o'clock show here in the Twin Cities, the scary one, Ghost Box Radio. What a great job. And they're on 5 days a week. And it's good to get in that, because I really loved radio at night in the 80s and 90s. The 90s and early 2000s with Art Bell. And I think if you're missing that, like I have, listen to Ghost Box. They got it going on there, and the paranormal stuff. And we like to talk about our relatives as Sasquatch, and we'll probably, I love listening in, but we have a lot going on here. And we really appreciate two people listening to us over and over again all these years. And Haley, you're doing a great job, and Wendy stopping in, giving us our sacred animal report once a week. And you know, Gary is just lately been on Reservation Dogs as Uncle Brownie, but he's a MC. I've seen him around, a comedian and a speaker, somebody that's a cannabis supporter, that's talking the good word about cannabis or medicine, and then also a big time musician. And I have had the opportunity to see him, Haley, a few times jamming. One was up in Duluth, where he was playing the harmonica with all the 11 bands that I saw up, all the Native American bands that were up there during this this big party up in Duluth. And I had no idea, and Gary gave me a CD, and now we have some music. And so we're going to be talking a lot about his music, and in between there, and talk about Powwow Highway and my favorite movie, all-time favorite movie that I just saw. Well, I saw it twice. I saw on the plane coming back from New York. It was on the plane at Delta, had it as a video, Smoke Signals, and then Haley and I watched it too, and just recently, and it just still has heart, and it was made in 1996, and it's 25 years, correct, thank you, and it's 25 years around, and it still has heart, and it still stands up to this day.
Yes, I cried my eyes out the first time watching it with you. And I just have to say 98 because that was the year I was born. So that's why I remember that.
No problem. And I just have COVID brain, so I can't like add anymore. So that's it. But it was fun watching, and it's going to be really fun having Gary on. He's a class act, and he's been out there doing it. And he's been not only supporting Native Americans and the Native American businesses, but being a great role model. And I think that's so important, especially where we're at now. Great show, Haley. Thanks for holding your end up so I could seem coherent after all this. But hey, if you're listening to the show, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Native Retreaty, yes.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm